This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Emerald Coast. I'm your host, Laura Redmond, and I am here this morning with Alicia Elliott of Main Street Crestview Association in beautiful Crestview. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, I am so excited. You and I have visited in the past, and I am familiar with Main Street Crestview Association a little bit, but I'm sure there's a lot I have to learn. And so I'm excited for you to share with our listeners about all the great things that you guys are doing in Crestview. I know you've had some big events recently and a lot of other things coming up. So I'm just excited to hear all about it. So I'm going to let you take it away. So tell me all about Main Street Crestview Association.
So Main Street Crestview Association is the nonprofit that is responsible for some of the larger events that happen on downtown Main Street. But a lot of people don't know that our actual mission is our downtown businesses and restoring our economic vitalization to this downtown district. We tend to use the events as a way to bring people in. And that's a way to kind of showcase some of the cool things that we've got going on downtown. The city of Crestview has started the revitalization project, and so that's looking really cool. It's right across the street from me, so I get to see every single day when I come in, there's always something new happening with the revitalization, and I know that they are chugging along, and it's moving pretty quickly, so it's exciting.
That's awesome. So what all does the revitalization project include? What kind of changes are they making?
So I call it like a European flair because, of course, I moved here from Italy. But so they're expanding the sidewalks and making it a more pedestrian-friendly downtown area. They are putting in parallel parking, which has got a lot of people a little nervous. But before they do that, they're putting in parking lots. And there is history, and there is absolutely data backing that this type of revitalization will influence better business practices for downtown. It'll get people walking. And as somebody passes by your business, heading on to another business that they had planned on going to, obviously that means they might pop in later. So I'm excited to see it. I know I love the idea of some of these cafes being able to kind of pull bistro sets out onto the sidewalks and you know, create some outside atmosphere and kind of get downtown kicking a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me how Main Street Crestview Association, or I think you referred to it earlier as MSCA. So we may use that a little bit today too. So tell me how you guys are involved in the, you know, trying to help the businesses in Main Street and downtown grow.
So we actually work in an office with the CRA, and the CRA is responsible for most of the redevelopment that happens in this district. And so every time something new is happening, myself and Deb, another staff member here, and Miss Betsy Roy, we all walk down Main Street and we take care of our businesses so that they have an understanding of what's coming up, how we can assist them, and make sure that they just kind of know that we're here to help them. Betsy has started creating, well, I guess I would call them kind of maps, because obviously when they start doing some of the work here, it'll cause a need for people to detour. So as those maps are created, I will start facilitating getting those to the businesses so the businesses can get them to their customers and stuff like that.
Okay. So
we're just like the business buffer.
Yeah, yeah. Very nice. So tell me about some of the events that you guys have put on recently.
So we just finished the Triple B, which has been going on for 20 years. It is the Blues, Brews, and Barbecue Festival. This year we had to make a few changes, obviously, because of the revitalization. We were losing a section that we had planned on using for the barbecue competition. So we eliminated the barbecue competition this year and kind of just ensured that we had a barbecue person on each block. And then we just finished our Intergalactic Heroes on Main, which is, it's a, the intent behind it is to be a Star Wars event, but you can't market things as such.
Sure, sure.
So that was a very fun and interesting event. We had a ton of interaction, and it was a really, really, really good turnout considering we couldn't advertise it the way that we wanted to. And our next event coming up is a brand new one to Crestview, and it is the International Festival. Yeah, big military community. We've got a melting pot of different cultures here. And so the mayor has been like kicking to get this started for several years, is my understanding. So when I moved here and I had been putting on international events for the last 7 years, I was like, oh, that's in my wheelhouse. I am so here for that. So
yeah,
excited about that one. And that one's coming up on May 11th. And we're going to have everything from a circus to walkers and fire eaters and all kinds of just fun, interactive things from different cultures.
Oh, wow. That sounds amazing.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your journey. You talked about you had been doing international stuff for the last 7 years. So kind of how did you get here, and what's your story? I'm excited to learn a little bit more.
So I'm actually a veteran. I'm prior Air Force, but I am still married to active military. So we got orders to Aviano, Italy in 2016. And when I got to Aviano, Italy, I fell into a nonprofit that was kind of dying. And I had been working with a few other nonprofits leading up to that. And I kind of got in at the groundbreaking of that nonprofit being rebuilt. Part of that nonprofit was you had to get funds. And in order to be able to do the funds, we had to do some pretty stellar events. They were about 3 days long. And I would say we probably brought in about $500,000 a year through those events. But my biggest like strong suit is nonprofits. I've got the marketing and communications background, but the nonprofit piece is the piece that if you've not done it, you kind of don't understand the dynamics involved. And so when I saw this job pop up, it was actually a real good friend of mine that had moved from Italy as well about 5 years before me. She sent me a message and she said, "Hey, Alicia, this is in your wheelhouse. You should apply." And so when I came in and I interviewed, all of the questions were about my nonprofit experience, because it's not every day that you have somebody that can come in with some of the experience I have and then the nonprofit experience as well. So when I stepped in, it was a part-time position. And I just kind of had to prove my weight and salt. And once that, you know, was done, I was able to move up to a full-time position. And then just recently we did a little bit of a kind of re-gig over here, and Deb and I kind of switched roles. And she was filling the interim executive director position. And I stepped in as the executive director as of the 29th of last month.
Okay. Awesome. So, yeah. Congratulations. That's awesome. And thank you and your husband both for your service.
Thank you.
I am jealous about Italy. That sounds amazing.
Everybody says that until I tell you I was there during the peak of COVID.
Yeah.
So we did live on lockdown for about 2 years. It's neat because that kind of situation is one of those things that kind of helped me reverse how I do things like events, because we had to rehash how we did stuff so that we could continue to have the profits to build on that nonprofit.
2 years. That's a long time.
Yeah, it was a very long time. When we moved back, my kids were still wearing masks to school.
Wow.
So it was pretty impressive how the lengths that they would go to safeguard their community.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I won't complain anymore about what we
I hear that a lot when I tell people that.
Yeah, for sure. So I have some questions that I want to ask you specific to the MSCA. What are maybe some misconceptions or misunderstandings that you think people may have about what it is that you guys actually do? Anything you think that you could help us understand or clear up?
Yeah. So, I mean, I had these same misconceptions when I applied for the job. It is a lot of people believe that we are the city of Crestview, and we're not. And I think a lot of it has to do with Main Street Crestview Association having that title. It doesn't imply that it's a nonprofit. And so that's why where you said MSCA, that's why I've been kind of pushing that rebrand and kind of get people to hear the acronym and then build on that and kind of reverse what we are. So that's probably the biggest misconception is that we are the city of Crestview, which we are absolutely not. They are wonderful supporters of Main Street. But we work out of a city building and stuff like that, but it is definitely a nonprofit. It is definitely something that we are here for an entirely different mission than what people believe we're here for. And I think that a lot of that too is just gossip, maybe.
Maybe.
Just I don't know. So it's one of those situations where it's like, the city of Crestview is pro getting, you know, people into downtown Main Street.
Yeah.
And so their support is instrumental in the things that we're able to do with these very large events. But the events aren't the only things that we do. It just happens to be the one thing that a big amount of people know us for.
Sure. Sure. Okay. So what are your plans kind of moving forward this year? What are some of your goals that you have for the MSCA?
So the way that the nonprofit is currently built, we have a few different programs in place that have been struggling to get off the ground. And I am not a board member. I can't be a board member and be employed by MSCA. But with my background in getting things like committees and other people involved, that's what I'm kind of streamlining this year. That's the goal, is to kind of get my downtown businesses just to kind of collaborate and work together, mostly because it benefits them, but also because it's really necessary for this nonprofit to continue to be that buffer between our businesses and the city. It's important for us to all be on the same page. The other big thing that I am trying to do is kind of restore the way that the marketing is done. In the past, the marketing has primarily been done on Facebook. And Facebook is a glorious place, but Facebook it's a set demographic. And so I've kind of built in a few different types of advertisement and marketing that we're kind of moving towards in the future and, well, currently. So I've started marketing on billboards. Obviously, I'm on your podcast. I've been doing radio spots. And, you know, we kind of up the ante with how we are getting the word out about us.
Yeah, absolutely. I think whole organizations and businesses need multiple streams of marketing.
You've got to spread it out. It's every single marketing stream has a different demographic. And the goal is never to stay with the same population. It's to reach everybody. Because if you don't try to reach everybody, then the PR piece of it is lost. And when you lose that PR piece, what ends up happening is somebody feels left out, and we don't want anybody to feel left out.
Sure. Sure. So do you have opportunities for the community to get involved with the MSCA? Are you guys, what are some things that just people that may be hearing this podcast and maybe learning something new about the MSCA, what are some things that they can do to get involved?
Awesome. So that's a really, really, really great point. So MSCA is strictly a volunteer nonprofit. So myself and our other staff member, Deb, are the only two paid employees. Everybody else is a volunteer. And so one of the big things that we've been doing in building these committees is pushing for the community to come and be involved in those committees so that they have a voice, so that they can kind of see the inner workings. Because a lot of times if we don't develop that relationship too, what I've noticed is that's when the rumor mill gets started. That's when people start to think that, you know, we just make decisions willy-nilly and they don't understand the logistics behind everything. And so I've been working on building those committees with some of our Main Street businesses, and they have been super keen and they are excited and ready to kind of hit the ground running with that. So the community can always come out and volunteer. We're constantly looking for volunteers. But the biggest thing about volunteership, just because that is something that I am super passionate about, is the understanding that volunteer work is not something that doesn't reflect positively on your resume. It is something that I have built my entire career on, is volunteer work and working with youth. I know that a past executive director had started this ball rolling. And so when I came on and mentioned it, they were like, oh yeah, that's already been looked at. That's easy. And so I stepped in and reached out to the school and was able to get a few applications for some high schoolers to come in and actually do an internship. I have past experience in building a scholarship program, and my goal is to eventually get this nonprofit to be looking at scholarships as well. Just to kind of, again, integrate everything. When you have so many different pieces of the puzzle, if you integrate it all, you become more well known for how you give back to the community and it not just being about the events.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So that is a lot of information and a lot of really good points. And also I did learn some things today, so I knew I would. Well, hopefully our listeners did too. So what is the best way for people to reach out, to connect with the MSCA, to learn more about things going on, if they have questions that they just want to, you know, get answered, or if they want to find out about the volunteer opportunities, what's the best way for them to reach out?
So currently the best way to reach out is going to be my Facebook page, which is just Main Street Crestview Association Incorporated, INC. Okay. But the reason that that's currently the best one is because the website is under construction. Okay. because you can't do it all, right?
Yes.
And so
yes.
That's all the time. I'm working on getting somebody in here and rebuilding that website. It was a little messy in when I took over, and it's just one of those things that I would love for somebody to come in, build it, and then I can make the things work.
Yeah.
But that's, the website is a tricky place right now. So definitely go to our Facebook page. It's going to have my contact information. Then they're also welcome to message the page. And typically what I'll do is I'll say, hey, email me at this email. And then they can, you know, be in communication with me there. Cause I do like to have as much stuff in writing as possible, just so that nothing is construed and, you know, we have documentation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know we have featured you guys in our Crestview Living publication at least once. So, and we try to get your events on the calendar. So we'll continue to work with you on that to get those things in our publication.
It.
And I'm so glad that you were able to join me today and tell everybody more about the Main Street Crestview Association. Is there anything else that we didn't touch on that you think people should know?
No, this was great. You asked all the right questions and I got to give my little elevator speech. So I'm happy.
Yeah. Well, I love it. Well, it was my pleasure to have you on the show today. I'm so glad that you were here and I look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Yes, ma'am. I always love talking to you. So.
Thank you. Thanks, Alicia. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.